So, when you talk about corruption, lying is one of the things that is most used in order to get property out of somebody else, like we saw earlier. For example, you are going on a trip, you stay in a cheap hotel, and you know that the company allows you more than that. That's the only hotel that was available. So you collect receipts. You are giving a false testimony. You are coming to say that I stay in a hotel where I was paying 20,000 per night, and you know you paid 10,000. You are giving a false testimony. So that when you do that, you are not only stealing, you are also lying. So that's not the only way. Pastors also lie. When you you know the verse says this, then you in order to achieve your purpose, you say what it does, and the verse does not say, and you know it. You were taught how to study the scriptures, how to interpret the scriptures, then you want to allegorize and say something the Bible does not say. You are lying. You are giving a false testimony. You are saying God has said something he has not said. Many cults, that's how they move to that direction. So when you talk about lying, you can lie even in the middle of a church. When you give a testimony and exaggerate what God did, although it's God who did, you are trying to honor God, but you are exaggerating what he did. Obviously, you are lying. We will praise the Lord, but God will hold you accountable for telling a lie. The end does not justify the means. You cannot lie in order to bring glory to God.